Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hello, and welcome to Take Your Bow, a new bite-sized podcast series from the Curtain Call stable that shines a spotlight on the people that make theater happen. In today's climate of increasing isolation, we want to bring you a daily dose of inspiration. Each episode, we're giving someone in the theater a chance to take a bow, from the seasoned professional to drama students, vocal coaches to the life coaches. You'll find them right here, giving insights into what drives them to be in the business and who inspires them. On today's episode is singing coach and voice reel editor, Dahlia Helsby. Now, Dahlia has had a fantastic journey, born in the UK, but now living in Spain and moving from acting into coaching and now voice reel editing, amongst many other things. But that's enough for me. Here's Dahlia. Let's kick it off. Take your bow.
Oh, yeah. So my name's Dahlia. I live in Spain currently, and I'm actually doing mainly teaching here. So I teach singing. At the moment, I've just delved into online with everything that's going on. So I teach singing online and one-to-one, and I teach acting. I also work for a vocal reels company and do a bit of editing in the UK, and Jake Wabey Productions as well, which is a production company in the UK. All of that was sort of after going training and deciding, do you know what, I actually prefer teaching and doing a bit of the tech side of it and all that kind of stuff.
So you went through the drama school route and then found your kind of calling, as it were?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I've always sung since I was little, and I've been involved as a theatre, a really close-knit theatre here in Spain that I've been part of since I was tiny, because my mum performed as well. So I've always performed, and I knew I wanted to do something to do with that, but something to do with theatre and performing. And yeah, I went through the drama school. I trained at Bird College, right, and just sort of started doing a bit of teaching there, assisting the departments there, and just thought, you know what, I actually love doing this. I love seeing people progress and seeing what happens and me being a part of that.
So let's take you straight back. You live in Spain, but you don't have a Spanish accent. I know that sounds terrible, you know, but you definitely sound like you come from these shores. And I'm sitting here in London, yeah, with an American accent.
Well, I was born in Blackpool.
Okay.
So I don't have that accent either. I was born in Blackpool, but my parents wanted to move to Spain when I was 2 years old. So we moved over. My mum used to live here when she was young as well. But I went to an English school, and I live on the Costa del Sol, which is there's a lot of English people here.
Sure.
So when I speak Spanish, I've got a Spanish accent, but in English, my accent's pretty much the same from being around my parents' English school and the people around here.
When did you know that you wanted to work in this business? How early on?
I've always performed since I was little, but I think it was roughly when I was about 15, 16, when I thought, actually, that's what I want to do, that I took it more seriously, and it wasn't just a bit of fun anymore. It was something that I thought, yeah, I definitely want to be involved in that in some way.
And who inspired you back then? And the second part of that question is, who inspires you now?
Back then, I probably was inspired by my mum, I would say, actually, because I used to watch her.
Mother's Day yesterday. Yeah, well done.
I know. Yeah, she's going to listen to this later and be like, oh, God. From then and now, particularly, one of my top inspirations is Stephen Sondheim.
Oh.
I just absolutely love him.
Well, you had both. Like, it was yesterday was Mother's Day and it was his 90th birthday.
Exactly. Yeah, I actually posted a song for the first time ever yesterday as well, just something I recorded quickly in my bedroom, just
amazing.
In a little tribute to Sondheim. Yeah, but I just love his work. And especially when I went to train, our musical theatre teacher, Matt Elliott, loved him. And when he spoke about Stephen Sondheim, the passion that he spoke with him about was just, drew onto us and onto me. And I just got completely hooked.
Amazing. So you say you do all kinds of things. You edit reels, you have the performing background, the singing background, everything else. Do you find it useful to have all of those tools in your toolbox as a multi-skilled person, and how do you utilize that in like today's world? And I'm not saying today as in, you know, the situation we find ourselves now, but cast yourself back 4 weeks ago, 2 months ago, but also when this passes, as all things pass, how you'll use those skills.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I find that having been a performer, when I'm editing vocal reels now, my performing background helps me to choose which bits of the vocal reel to choose, what bits an agent might be looking for. And then the teaching as well comes in, obviously performing background and also editing reels ties in with the teaching, and I know what to give my students. So they all work really well together, the tools that I've got and developed. And when I film pieces as well now and again, I go back to London to film stuff with the company I work for. And same thing there, I find that I know when a performer might walk a certain way just because I know sort of how it kind of works. Whereas somebody who films but maybe doesn't film theatre might not quite know what's going to happen. And, you know, you just kind of a bit of a sixth sense for what's sort of going on, I suppose.
Sure. I mean, that does make sense. I think we have to, as creative people, call upon anything we have in our background. And that's what we do whenever we're in a job as well. I want to take you back. I passed over something that I didn't mean to. And what do your family think of your job, or your friends think of your job? It's something that some people don't, you know, we often hear, oh, get a real job, you know, and so people say, I'm just an actor, you know, or things like that. And it's not, we're not just anything. And it is a hell of a job. What do your family and friends think of what you do?
So my family is very supportive. I mean, mum, again, I touched upon, my mum was a performer as well. She used to be so she's sort of used to it. She knows what happens. She's luckily always kept me quite down to earth about everything, and never been one of them stagey mums, which I think is a really good, really good thing for me. And my friends are quite supportive as well. I mean, they always want to hear me sing and start crying, and
amazing.
You know, they're always that kind of. So yeah,
we find ourselves in an unprecedented situation. You know, how are you going to get through your days? How are you? You know, a lot of people are going to be listening to this, and how do you? You've been on lockdown for a while, you know, living in Spain.
We've been on lockdown for about 8 or 9 days now, I think.
And you've just been told you've got 2 weeks more, at least.
We've got 2 more weeks on top of what it already was. So that's 3 more weeks from today.
Okay. So how are you going to fill your days, Dahlia? I nearly said Dahlia there again. Oh.
That's right. Well, so far, I've actually been, I've offered my teaching online now, my singing teaching online. So that's actually filling my days and really brightening my days to work with the students. But I've also been looking at going back into learning some more about music theory, doing little classes. A lot of people seem to be offering classes online, dancing, acting, singing, little workshops. And I've just been looking through anything I can find and doing that. And also, I've been doing quite a few quizzes as well. I'm getting very into that right now.
Well, when the pubs open back up, you're going to be somebody that they all want on their team.
Yeah. I'm not sure about that, but maybe.
Dahlia, what cast album would you self-isolate with if you could only choose one?
Oh, do you know, that's quite hard.
Yeah.
Because I find it really difficult when people ask me what my favourite musical is to pick.
Mm.
But I would probably have to say Hamilton.
It's a good one. Let's do some quick flyers. You don't know what I'm going to ask you now, do you?
No.
Okay.
I'm a little bit scared.
Okay, super simple. About 10 questions.
Yeah.
Okay. Movies or theatre?
Theatre.
Dickens or Shakespeare?
Shakespeare.
Stephen Sondheim or Lin-Manuel Miranda?
Stephen Sondheim. Sorry, Lin.
Twitter or Instagram?
Instagram.
Broadway or West End?
West End.
Clotted cream or jam first?
Sorry, clotted cream.
Okay. Dogs or cats?
Cats.
Netflix or Amazon Prime?
Netflix.
Okay, last one. Wicked or Les Mis?
Oh, Les Mis.
Okay. You struggle with that one, Dahlia.
Yeah, because I usually say that Wicked is my favorite musical, but I don't think it is anymore. That's changed. I love it, but I think that ship has sailed. That was 16-year-old Dahlia.
Okay. Now, Dahlia, thank you so much for joining us today. Listen, I would like anyone, because you've got so much on offer as well, and you're fascinating. It sounds like you've got so much going on. I'd love for you to kind of let people know how they can get in touch with you via socials or any way you want them, because if you're an actor and you're doing your voice reel and you need it edited or something, it sounds like you got that going on. Singing lessons, that kind of stuff. It's fantastic. You sound like a little one-stop shop of creativity. So how do people get in touch with you?
So I've got a Facebook page, which is Dahlia Helsby Vocal Tutor / Vocal Coach. But then the company I work for is Vocal Reels London. So it's really easy to get on there, and we do vocal reels for everybody. And Jake Waby Productions is the other company that I work for. They're sort of my three main platforms.
Excellent. Well, listen, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And please do stay safe. And everybody, go check out Dahlia's socials. Get on there. If you're looking to upskill, go do it there. Thanks, Dahlia.
Thank you so much.
Dahlia Helsby, another phenomenal multi-hyphenate theater professional. Just awesome. Check her out, everyone, especially if you're working on your voice reel. There's never been a better time. Now, we all need a little bit of inspiration and happiness these days, and hopefully today's chat gave you just that. Thank you to everyone who's responded to our call out so far. And if you'd like to take your bow after hearing this podcast, get in touch with us on any of our social media platforms at Curtain Call, or email me personally at john@curtaincallonline.com. Join us tomorrow when another theater professional somewhere across the globe will be taking their bow.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.